from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You feeling it? Worst teams in pro sports history. Pac, man, he ages so well. I've been playing a lot of Pac lately. You know, Tupac was, I played so much Tupac growing up.
Me too.
That I had to give it a break.
I'm with you.
I gave it like a 5 to 10 year break. Like literally like just, I would play songs here and there, but I just had to give it a break.
Which one is your favorite album? Which of the 50 Machiavellis that came out after
his death?
It's
All Eyes on Me. Like that,
the double disc.
That album, that was the one.
Blind stares of a million eyes. Looking hard, but won't realize.
But Machiavelli was also hard, too. Machiavelli was...
Shook Shot Me.
I mean, Machiavelli was...
Do you even understand that reference?
No, at the beginning of the album.
At the beginning when you turn it up all the way.
Shook Shot Me.
Yeah, it's what it sounds like.
That was a conspiracy theory. Like he said, Shook Shot Him. And the album was just from front to back. It's just hard. I had the cassette tape, so
Bomb
it was like
first one flipping over. God, it's so good. Every,
that whole album. Then he had Tupac and the Outlaws. That was really good. Then he had this
Teardrops and Closed Caskets.
Yeah, Teardrops and Closed Caskets. There's another album I've been playing recently with Until the End of Time.
Oh, that's a classic.
That's a classic album.
It's got a lot of really good beats on there.
Yep, a lot of good beats.
Jazzy Faye did some stuff on that.
Yeah, that album was pretty good. I was actually recently playing it, so that was a good one.
Yeah, I've got I gave him 10 songs, an eclectic list.
Even though you're only supposed to give him 5.
Well, that's how I do it, you know?
We just don't have 10 rejoins. Otherwise, I would love to do all of them.
On the way out the door, we play some. Sure. Of them, you know? I have a nomination for what I believe to be one of the worst teams that I've ever seen in my entire life.
What team is that?
If I say the name Buddy Tevens and Walt Harris, what do you think of?
Oh, my God. Buddy Tevens, Walt Harris? Walt Harris.
The white Walt Harris.
Yeah.
Not the cornerback who played for the Niners.
Okay, so we're talking baseball then.
No, we're talking Stanford football 2005, 2006.
Oh my gosh, Walt Harris from Pittsburgh, the head coach who was at Pitt. Did he go to UC Davis after or something
like
that?
So what happened was, I believe, and this is off the top of my head, and I did a little bit of research at the break. I remember when they lost to UC Davis. And
yeah, they lost to UC Davis.
That was the signaling. It was the freeway series, whatever they call it. That was the signaling of, oh my God, could Stanford football get dropped from Division I? Should they be relegated out of the Pac-12, which at the time was the Pac-10? And then they hired Walt Harris in 06 and went 1-11. 1-11.
They were bad. They were really bad.
They were so bad.
They were really bad.
Can you name any players?
I can't name one player.
I'm going to give you a couple names.
I can't name one player on that team.
T.C. Ostrander. Trent Edwards, Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, Trent Edwards from he played at Los Gatos High School. Los Gatos High School.
A young Toby Gerhart.
Was he on that team?
That team. Wow. Anthony Kimball. I mean, some of these names. A young Richard Sherman playing wide receiver and running back.
Yeah. Tank wasn't on that team, right? Tank Williams? He wasn't on that team.
I don't see him on here.
Former Tennessee Titan.
That team, I honest to God believe that the Stanford Cardinal, and I know that's not going to be in people's number one, I believe that that 05 into 06 Stanford Cardinal program was as bad as any pro. I truly believe City College of San Francisco would have smashed
them. Yeah, they would have smashed them.
Not just beat them, smashed
them. They would have smashed
them. They lost to UC Davis.
Yeah. Didn't Cal almost use because I want to look up Cal Berkeley.
Because I'm sorry, I kind of beat you to the punch. I'm looking at the 01 Cal team that went 1-10.
Yes.
That's before Tedford?
I think that's the next year Jeff Tedford came in, had such legends like Kyle Bowler.
Well, Mooch left them in the middle he was 6-6.
He was 6-6, and he left after the Aloha Bowl.
To go to the
Bowl.
Niners in 96-97.
They lost the Aloha Bowl to Navy in Hawaii. Then he got the Niner job like a couple days later. It's like, he went 6-6.
Well, it was very Cliff Kingsbury-ish.
Yeah. But Mooch was a lot better.
I love how you always defend him.
No, he was good with the night. He was okay. He got a lot of heat.
Cal's only win that year was against Rutgers at the end of the year. That game was rescheduled. It was supposed to take place the week of 9/11, but obviously they had to reschedule all those games.
Wasn't that game at Rutgers, too?
It was at Rutgers.
It was at Rutgers.
It was rescheduled on the Friday after Thanksgiving. That was the only win they got that year.
It is crazy how there was a period in of football for about 15 straight years. Once Tedford showed up, Cal was pumping out NFL players, and Stanford, once Harbaugh showed up, and you got to give David Shaw a lot of credit too. You know, they were pumping out NFL players, not just a couple. I mean, everywhere you look, there were offensive linemen from Stanford. There were defensive players left and right. You look at Cal had a who's who of not just good, elite NFL players.
When you look at those David Shaw Stanford teams, it was always just that one loss because everyone basically agreed, like, this is the most physical Pac-12 team that could definitely go toe-to-toe with any SEC team.
Tyler Gaffney one year. Oregon. They played Oregon on Thursday Night Football. They came in as the number one team. Marcus Mariota had a knee injury.
He had
45 carries in that football game.
No way.
45 carries in a game. That's crazy. Oh my God, I'm looking at this Cal team. Tom Homo was the coach.
Tom Homo!
Yeah, former Niner. Tom Homo.
And he was also a Green Bay assistant, I believe, for a minute.
BYU. Kyle Bowler was the quarterback.
Kyle Bowler. He could sit on one knee and throw the ball 80 yards.
Oh, he was so
bad. Kyle Bowler. Funny is I had his Marshalls jersey because he wore number 8. And by the time Aaron Rodgers got to Cal I went and got one of those like $20 Marshalls jerseys. But it wasn't Aaron Rodgers. It was actually Kyle Bowler. But they didn't have the names on the back.
They didn't have the names. Dude, Burrell Toler was on that team. Shout out Burrell Toler.
I always hate when I look at guys like that, Kyle Bowler, and you name search him. I was like, why are they always in Raider jerseys? Why?
He was a Raider?
For a year. He was a Raven for fall.
Nnamdi Asamoah was on that team.
Yeah, Nnamdi was sick.
Nnamdi was on that team?
Nnamdi was on that 01 team.
Nnamdi was sick. After that, he stunk.
Nnamdi was on that team. Worst Raider team of your lifetime, Spadone?
I mean, probably, 06, right? When they got the number 1 overall pick? Like heading into that because they got Jamarcus that
2-14.
That's the last time they drafted a quarterback in the first round. We were talking about yesterday.
Andrew Walter, Arizona State. Yep.
Oh yeah,
Aaron Brooks went 0-8 in that game.
I actually like Aaron Brooks.
I do too. Ronald Curry, Drew Hinton was a high school phenom.
North Carolina.
Yep, North Carolina.
Hooper too, right?
Yeah, Hooper, football player. He was supposed to be that guy. He was a quarterback, and then obviously moved to wide receiver. Lamont Jordan was on that team. Zach Crockett. Justin Fargas.
Hey, Zach Crockett, 4th-and-1 in Madden, undefeated.
It was.
You cannot stop him.
It was. Good call.
Randy Moss was on that team.
Randy.
Played 13 games, 42 receptions. Yeah, he was cooked.
Oh, yeah. I remember they traded him to New England, and I always tell the story that fantasy draft that next season. It was an auto draft pick for some reason, and I got Randy Moss with the Patriots, and I shut the draft down. I was like, no, I don't want Moss. Like, it was a
best fourth round draft pick trade ever.
Yeah, I mean, ever. Your boy was happy after that.
I remember that first weekend, everyone was like, oh, dear God.
Oh, yeah, against the Jets.
Oh, my God.
Scored 3 touchdowns.
This might be the greatest wide receiver season ever.
Oh, my God. And then he wore his welcome out immediately.
Well, he read a post right against the Jets in like 3 dudes.
Hey.
And I smoked them all. That was Spygate. And Brady threw a dime, and it was like, Randy Moss had three touchdowns.
I'll never forget when T.O. was on the Niners, I would sit there watching the games with my grandfather, and he would say, look at the safeties. Look how they have to, they're all hovering cheating over to T.O. And then when T.O. left the Niners, like, it was one-on-one on the outside, safeties in the box. We are not scared of anyone. Yeah. And this is all during the Harbaugh era, especially during Alex Smith's run. The second they got Randy Moss in 2012, every team safety was like, even he was like 40 at the time. Oh. Every safety was like, I gotta shade over here to Randy Moss. Doubt. The fear of Randy Moss at 40 years old was still there.
Well, you better get Ayuk in a cab because we may see a lot. We may see 9 in the box this year, considering who's playing wide receiver.
Trent Taylor, I mean, if he's a receiver.
He will. I don't think Trent Taylor.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We'll be on this football team. I'm not going to get outraged
Can
about
Nick
Trent
Bosa
Taylor.
Drop back in coverage against Trent Taylor.
By the way, have breakfast with the roast. 9, 5, 7, 9, 7. All this week, we're giving you a chance to come in and have breakfast with the roast. Friday, September 6th, to kick off football season with us. Listen all week. Between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, we have 6 spots remaining for this breakfast. And each, whenever you hear the sounder, air horns, be the 10th caller, and you win a spot for breakfast with the roast. Breakfast provided by our good friends at Jack's Restaurant. Should be a lot of fun there. Coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. We'll continue to roll on our worst teams that we've ever seen in our lifetime. Worst teams ever. What's the worst team you, baseball, football, basketball, worst team you ever seen in your lifetime? There's some bad Sixer teams out there. Some bad Sixer teams.
Trust the process.
I've got Sam a Hinkie. CYO team I'm going to nominate.
There's some Pop Warner teams. There's a lot of high school teams. What's the worst team you ever seen or played on? That's coming up here. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll do that coming up on the other side.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.